morning. This is Lance Kenmore at the Kenmore team of Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We are here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. And John, I guess Happy New Year is also in order. It's the first time we're back doing the show.
That is correct.
Did you have a good holiday season and everything?
Yes, I did. I actually got away from here and the place didn't burn down.
Well, very good. That's always helpful. Well, we had a great break also, and we were home. Lots of family, too much food, and you know how that goes.
There's no such thing as too much food.
No. Sometimes.
Never.
But we're right back at it. Once that snow and stuff kind of melted off there, we actually had a busy week between Christmas and New Year's, and so it's kind of a nice fast start to the year real estate wise. So we always like to start off with some local news, what's going on in the real estate world here in Tri-Cities and what's happening. And it was very interesting to read this week. One of the friends of the show, we've had him on the show more than once, Jeff Losey, the executive director of the Home Builders Association, is taking on an expanded role at the state level, and he'll be the acting executive vice president of the Building Industry Association of Washington. So they had the former leader resigned in December, and while they're looking to fill that position because of what he's done and his experience, he's filling it in the interim.
Wow, that is pretty cool.
You know, what's nice about that and what we talk about a lot of times is he's going to be doing both roles simultaneously. He's got some help over there, so he's still going to be the executive officer here at the HBA. But we've talked about it, and we've had him on the show before between Jeff and the LaPierres at the state and national level. It's great that we get so much representation from our area, you know, in those industries. And so it just kind of speaks to the level of professionalism of people we've had, you know, here in the Tri-Cities representing us. It's great because a lot of times, I mean, they know what's going on and they can see, you know, from that state and national level building-wise what's coming down the pipeline and convey that information to our builders here.
They have the actual experience. They've done it.
They've done it. And so that really helps a lot. So we were definitely excited to see that. We congratulate him on that expanded role and wish him the best of luck there for sure. Now, we can't resist the crazy, and sometimes, you know, there should be an award for the biggest mistakes. And so, you know, we got to add a little fun into it. So this week, the Associated Press reported a story, and there could be a lesson to be learned here in Pittsburgh of a contractor that was sent out to level an abandoned house. And he got a little overzealous and ended up leveling two while he was out there. One on an adjacent lot that he thought was part of the same property he was sent to do. So clearly marking your address on homes. He was, you know, doing a remodel project and redone the windows and redone some doors. It's important. A lot of times it's hard to tell. You can't see contract sites, you know, that maybe you haven't put the address letters on. Sometimes those address letters are the last to go on. Well, it's always important to put a temporary sign up, clearly mark your building site or clearly mark your house so that, you know, things like demolishing the wrong house don't happen.
Well, I would think the guy was sent to demolish a house.
Yeah.
A is a singular. The last time I studied English, A denotes one, not two.
Yeah, definitely. So there is, I'm sure there is going to be some legal action regarding getting rid of, you know, demolishing the wrong house. So, to that contractor in the city of Pittsburgh, we wish you the best of luck.
Good luck. And you got the number of that truck driving school?
I think they might be building a new home for that person.
Yes.
So, speaking of building, we're on to today's topic. As we start the new year, we have had a lot of interest. A lot of people look at new construction. We have a lot of new construction. We've still had a strong market here in the Tri-Cities. And people have asked us, and we've helped a lot of buyers over the last 2 or 3 months, what do I need to consider when I'm considering new construction? So there's a lot of pros and cons that go along with that. There's a lot of factors. We're also, you know, there's so much to think about. It seems like it would be a simple topic. You're either going to buy a new home
or build one.
Or build one or... or not. And mm-hmm. so what it comes down to is just a matter, it's actually not that simple. There are a lot of advantages and disadvantages to consider. So number one factor that we come across when people need to be considering when they're looking this is time. Time can be a huge factor. Number one is time to build. How long is it going to take until this home is finished? And then how long will you be renting, or where will you stay, is another huge factor. Especially in our local market, there are a lot of folks that are selling and then moving up. And when they're doing that, it comes down to where do I go in the meantime?
Yeah.
And, you know, in the old days, you'd just go down and rent an apartment, you know, somewhere. But with 99% occupancy
yeah.
rates, it becomes a bigger issue. So where you're going to go and where you're going to stay, especially in our local market with occupancy rates so high, is a huge factor. We also have to factor in the cost that's involved in that. How much will it cost to store your things? How much will it cost to move twice? Mm-hmm. And how much will it cost to rent? So those are some of the solutions that you know, people need to be thinking about with the pros and cons. So here we have time, where you're going to live, and we haven't even gotten into the factor of the house yet.
Yeah.
And so it gets complicated right from the beginning, and those are some of the things, instead of jumping right in, that people need to be thinking about. There are also there's some big reasons to look at why would people consider new construction versus built. Mm-hmm. And so there's a couple things to factor. A lot of times it comes into lifestyle choices and personality also. For instance, new construction is going to be way more energy efficient. I mean, for the most part, you're going to find our new insulation, our new technologies, our new heating and cooling systems, you're going to find those now making a big difference energy consumption wise versus what we were seeing 20 years ago.
Oh yeah. But so, you buy a house and you fix it up, you got to go through and do that anyway, new windows and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. So it's not only a matter of improvements, but it can be a matter of monthly bills to consider too. You also need to think about, you know, another reason to go new construction could be sometimes we have clients and, you know, they have very specific needs. They might have, you know, the extended cab dually truck that needs to be in a garage. And that, mm-hmm. that might need to be a garage that's 27 feet long versus,
yeah.
you know, versus the standard garage that we see a lot of times is 24 feet. I mean, their cars might physically not fit in the house they're looking for. People a lot of times need covered areas to put boats in.
RVs, you see that a lot.
And RVs. And so what happens is when you try to find that existing, a lot of times it doesn't exist.
It really narrows your choices.
So you really have to consider, you know, what type of needs you have. And if that is the overriding choice, if you write everything down, pros and cons, and that is a must have, a lot of times, you know, you're pushed to new construction just because of that. The other factor to consider is maintenance. Maintenance becomes a huge issue because what you're looking at is some people don't want the maintenance or mm-hmm. maybe aren't equipped to do it. Or potentially they work, you know, extremely long hours, you know, lots of hours during the week. It might just come down to a time issue. So if you're looking at new construction, generally you're going to have a lot less maintenance, especially in the first 5 or 6 years, and that might be what's appealing to you. Now, the next biggest thing that we have to consider, then a lot of this comes down to timing and stuff, is, and this will be where we talk to, of course, the lending expert. We have Mr. Scott Ridgway with Cobalt Mortgage here with us. And financing nowadays has begun to become a huge factor in this.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, talk to us about some of the differences. I mean, people used to be, a lot of times people would purchase the new house.
Right.
And then not sell the old house and move directly to the new house and then sell it. Sometimes that option's gone away in today's market.
I mean,
explain to us a little bit of those differences about what's changed in the last 2 years that might make new construction a more difficult choice.
Well, new construction is something that is perceived as a little bit higher risk loan just because of the structure of it and the complexity of it. But when somebody's moving out of a home and into another home and building a house, you have to consider what shows up on their credit report, to be totally honest with you. It comes down to debt-to-income ratios, mm-hmm. and it comes down to down payment. So those are some major things to plan plan for when you're moving out of one house and building a house is you have to look at what your current mortgage payment is, and you also have to consider the new mortgage payment on the new house when you're qualifying for a construction loan. And another piece is the down payment. Where's the down payment coming from? Are you planning on the equity from the home that you're planning on selling, or have you amassed another cash account that you're going to use for the down payment on a new construction home? So those are some major and probably the two major things to consider when you're looking at that.
So a lot of times now with more stringent guidelines and stuff, a lot of times you are now required to have that first house sold before you can move into the new house. And so that's where we really come into the factor of time that we talked about before and what you're going to do in the meantime. It definitely has become in many cases in the last 2 or 3 years more inconvenient to do that. So, and a lot of people don't realize that. You know, a lot of people start shopping for a brand new construction home and don't realize that those changes have happened because when they bought their last house 4 or 5 years ago, you know, that wasn't the case.
All the bridge loans and all the zero down loans and all the, if you've got a pulse, we'll give you a loan. You know, all the crazy stuff that really caused the debacle in the lending business, you know, that stuff's gone and the credit guidelines have tightened dramatically. So that's a really big point that you're making is you really want to talk to a lender and make sure you've got your ducks lined up before you start spending any time with a builder, and frankly, you don't want to waste their time.
Or yours,
exactly. And so, by the way, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
It's nice to see everybody. Let's rock and roll in 2011.
We just kind of jumped right into things.
So, I love it.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, I love it, and especially this new studio, John. This is fantastic.
And now what's happened because of exactly what you said is we've almost seen like a new segment of the market come into place, and that's where a lot of builders are now selling what they call semi-custom.
Right.
Because what we've been talking about would be like a full custom where you're having to qualify for a construction loan. A lot of builders are now doing a semi-custom where the builder's building, say, 60%, 70% of the house from a standard plan that you've picked out. Then what they're doing at that point of 60 to 70% complete is they're going to you as the consumer and saying, with an above average down payment, with some more non-refundable earnest money, we've built it to here. We will now let you pick out the countertops, the flooring, the fixtures. And so that's kind of a compromise between being able to do it without a construction loan but get a semi-custom home where you're picking the finishes.
Right. Well, believe it or not, that's a huge flexibility from the builder's side because when you're doing construction and you've got to go use an architect and rework plans and get them signed off, if they've already got plans that they can work off of, then that helps the builder a lot by knowing what they're getting into from a cost standpoint and a pricing standpoint, but also allows them kind of the canvas to be able to allow somebody to customize it to themselves. So it's a flexibility kind of on both sides that really works.
And so what we've seen is, like Scott was saying, so we've got the spectrum to consider all the way from full custom to semi-custom, and then we also have spec homes that builders have taken the risk, built the entire home, and then it is turnkey ready. So that almost goes to the point where it's where you're purchasing, you're getting kind of the best of both worlds at that case. You're getting a new construction home that is fully complete and you can get with traditional financing without having to do a custom construction loan.
Absolutely, yeah.
After the break, we are going to have, we have a local builder in the studio with us. After the break, we will have Brian Jackson from Jacksonville Homes, and we will talk with him about one of these spec homes we've talked about and what goes into it as we look more into new construction.
Right here on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update on News Talk 870.
Here to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about the pros and cons of new construction. We've kind of gone through a little bit from existing homes to full customs and then kind of back around the circle to existing new construction inventory that's available out there. So to speak a little bit more about this and talk a little bit more about the process from a builder standpoint, we have with us in the studio today Brian Jackson with Jacksonville Homes. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in and talking a little bit about the process and what you go through in your decision making so that people can kind of see from a builder perspective what you're thinking about as you deliver a product for folks. So now from my understanding, the home you're going to talk about today, you currently have a spec home which is completely finished, ready for a new homeowner. And that's up in Westcliff, right?
That's correct. We have a house available that's in Westcliff right now. It's 2570 square foot. It's for sale for $380. We chose Westcliff because of the great schools, the Badger Mountain Trailhead Park. We've got amazing views up there, and in addition, the covenants to protect the value of your home.
Well, that neighborhood has traditionally had phenomenal home values. I know it's really desirable. You talk a lot about location, that South Richland location there that does get you, you know, 7 minutes to Columbia Center and, you know, 15 minutes out to Vitale. I mean, it's kind of the best of both worlds right there, especially with the development that's happened at Queensgate out there.
Right.
So, well, good. Now, talk to us a little bit about the process. I mean, when you look at building here, you know, we're talking about a non-custom home that you've built for resale. Talk to us a little bit about where the process starts for you and what you're considering when you put a spec like this up.
As far as a spec, we're always going to look at the area for houses, how they're moving in that particular area, what the need of the customer is going to be, what's available, and what's selling, of course. We have when you're doing a spec, one of the things that you can start with is you want to choose a good builder, of course. One of the biggest jobs of the builder is to steer you in the right direction the whole way through the financing, to draw in your plans, make sure that the house flows and, you know, closets every in good spots, and, you know, some of the simple things that if you haven't done it before. Yeah, like Scott and Lance were talking about, pre-approval through the banks. You select your location, you know, based on where you want to live, maybe where your kids, you know, want to go to school. Then you'll want to draw the plan. That would be one of the next steps. You can either choose one of the builder's plans that you can walk through. Maybe it's a model home or a spec home that builder's built. Then you price out the home and go after financing and break ground.
And that, I mean, now that process from when you start drawing the plans, if you're fresh, blank canvas, and you work with your draftsman that you work with and you draw the plans, from that process from drawing that plan to breaking ground, how long do you think somebody should, you know, allot for if people are considering this route, you know, from a custom standpoint, you know, how long do you think they should allot for that portion of the process?
Right. It definitely varies because we've had people come to us that they have their plan, they've picked out model numbers and colors, and they're ready to go.
They're done. Ready to go.
They got a hard hat and a shovel in their truck.
Right. Right. Nice. Their house is sold. They're living in an apartment. I mean, they're literally, ready.
Gotcha.
To the other extreme of people are still living in their house. They have to sell it still. They're just looking at plans. They know they want a Rambler, maybe a daylight basement. That's about where they're at. So we just go it up with that. We try and make sure that the house plan fits everything that they're looking for. You know, they'll often say, you know, they want a hobby room, they want a theater room, this right. kind of stuff. And we draw the plan to that.
So, I mean, yeah, like you said, so depending upon the situation, I mean, it could be take somebody 2.5 weeks or it could take them 3 months. I mean, just based upon where they're at in the process.
Correct.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, one thing we always talk about when we have a builder in is we talk about, you know, what's different that you put into the homes that as someone's considering, say, yeah, I've considered Westcliff or I've considered 2,500 square feet, and they want to come see a house like this. What's different about your home that you really like to showcase that you might not see somewhere else? You know, what sets you guys apart?
Right. Jackson-built homes, we've really tried to fill a gap. There's a lot of builders out there. Everybody knows that. You have a lot of options. We've really tried to build houses with high standards and attention to detail. All of our craftsmen are top-notch, you know, doing that work for, you know, 30-plus years, some of them. We've also kind of taken pride in completing the full design from the very beginning all the way to the end, you know, that everything flows in the design and the floor plan of the house.
And that makes a big difference because there are decisions you have to make with that draftsman probably, that won't be realized until you're finally installing the cabinets.
Correct. From the very beginning, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And having, you know, if you haven't gone through that process multiple times, you would definitely miss something like that.
Correct. Yeah, we try, you know, with all the different textures, the hardwoods and the granites and the stones on the fireplaces and cabinet colors. It sometimes can become overwhelming, but that's what the builder's job is there to, you know, help you out. We've got people that help us with design as far as all the different textures and colors to really pull it all together.
Well, that's fabulous. As we wrap up here, just one last question, and we hit everybody with this regardless of their industry, so don't feel singled out here. But, you know, what's the biggest change you've seen in the last year or two that makes your job as a builder either harder or easier? Or what's the biggest change you've seen in the last couple of years?
Definitely, as Scott can probably attest to, as lending has definitely become a lot more stringent and difficult. I don't know that, you know, things have changed as far, you know, I still have the same credit. I still have the same equity. I have a house to sell. None of that's really changed, but it does seem like they want a lot more proof of everything.
So the process, timing with the paperwork and the amount of documentation has definitely, you've seen a major increase.
Correct.
Definitely. Well, that and you know, you wouldn't be the first person to tell me that. So that makes sense. It definitely sounds like you have a great pulse on what's happening there. Well, folks, if you have any questions at all about Jacksonville Homes or would like to ask them any questions, Brian, what's the best way for listeners to get a hold of you?
I have a great realtor. You can contact Lance Kenmore. we have a website, JacksonvilleHomesLLC.com.
Perfect.
And,
the best way. Usually.
Cell phone, we have 554-2822.
554-2822. That's Brian Jackson with Jacksonville Homes. Brian, we definitely thank you for taking the time to come in here and get things knocked out for us, answer a few questions. We've always found that the listeners, you know, could get bored of listening to me all the time. So having guests, you know, is a great example. So thanks again for taking time out of your day to come down and do that. And, I mean, he's exactly right. I mean, Brian hit on a lot of great points about what needs to be done and the thought and factors that go into these spec homes and these finishes. And, you know, there's a lot of thought and a lot of cost that go into it. So, and the cost is a key factor. I mean, we've talked about timing on the show. We've talked about what type of financing you can get. But cost is a huge factor. And we always tell people to sit down and lay out a great budget. A lot of times when you're considering new construction, it's easy to get caught up in the fact that you might not consider, is the landscaping done? Mm-hmm. Was the landscaping included by the builder? Is that front yard landscaping where it just stops at the front of the house? Or is that the entire yard landscape? You know, you'll see the better packages, and you'll see upper end builders a lot of times finish an entire yard. And so that's an example, because we've talked to Brent at Gamache and, you know, lay out those plans and stuff. You can get a bid from someone like Brent and Gamache, so you know what you're going to see going into it. How about blinds? I mean, when there's 50 windows or 40 windows in a house, consider that as part of your budget. And then the appliances that are not included that might be included in a resale house, you know, mm-hmm. like a refrigerator or a washer and dryer. So number four factor that we had written down was your budget. And then the last major point before we get an additional lending update from Mr. Ridgway, the last additional point is neighborhood. Potential for what could happen in a neighborhood. A lot of times you'll see, you know, a brand new neighborhood pop up, and there might be one or two houses in that neighborhood, and, you know, you don't know exactly how things are going to finish off there. Mm-hmm. As opposed to going to an established neighborhood like Westcliff, where there's a couple lots left, but you've pretty much seen the property values have done. So depending upon your tolerance for risk and what's going to happen or what's going to be built behind you, definitely what is existing and what's there and what your risk is for what's going to happen are factors that we always like to point out to everybody that's looking. You know, who's going to be your backyard neighbor? Who's going to be your side neighbor? you know, and those type of things. And what, you know, if you're building a $500,000 home, you know, are the lots behind you going to have, you know, $150,000 homes on it?
Yeah.
So those are the factors that we have people consider, and there's many more things that go into it, but that was kind of our top five considerations that we wanted to talk about. Now, I know other than just new construction financing, I know as we've battled off to the new year, and we're going to do a more extensive show about this next week, but Scott, I know there's got to be some sort of lending update that you're dying to tell us about 2011.
It's going to be a great year.
I like that.
I'm telling you, right now, if you are poised to be a homeowner, the rates are still really, really, really low. I can't tell you the APR off the top of my head, somewhere around 4.9 something, but rates yesterday were about 4.75 on a 30-year fixed. Well
still
below.
Ridiculous.
Half a point below a 200-year moving average. So if you are in the market to be buying, selling, building real estate, you need to get in touch with Lance. You need to get in touch with me so that we can help you lay out a plan, because that's one of the things we're going to be working on this year is our team helping clients with laying out a game plan so that we can make it a very successful transition from their existing situation and into a new home. So from a lending standpoint, the market is ripe, the rates are ripe, our team is ready to go, we're in a new year. So really the new thing is the same thing as the old thing is get a plan, make the call, let us get engaged early in the situation so we can help you be as successful as you can in this.
Perfect. I love it. And Scott, once again, we love having you here to add that dynamic, the such an important part of the real estate process being that financing side.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to wrap up here with a pick three of the week.
Oh, we're doing pick three.
First one of the new year.
Get the bungee cord.
There's tons of new inventory coming on the market right now, stuff that we're putting on the market. So pick three, here it is. Well, pick one's a no-brainer. Pick one is that spec house that Brian Jackson was talking
Absolutely.
About earlier on the show. That is pick one. At 380,000, 2570 square feet in Westcliff, hardwood floors, granite, full yard landscaping like we just talked about. That is pick one. If you've been looking at that neighborhood, give me a call. Let's get you up there and take a look at it.
So people need to go and walk through this home, because to have a home like this, that size, ready to go right now, is pretty rare.
It's great. It's great for this market and great timing for the new year. Pick number two is a brand new listing we just picked up in West Richland. This is in the Red Mountain area. This home's located at 44803 East Red Mountain Road. It's 1,500 square feet. It's a four-bedroom, two-bath. And here's the kicker. It's on almost 3 acres. So this is really kind of some of the elbow room you've been looking for. Huge lot at Red Mountain. The owner just went through and put in new carpet, new paint, new countertops. If you were looking for a place to have RV storage, to build a shop, and this is priced to sell at $120,000.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is really...
So you could, put in the ultimate man cave out there, right?
There is room. 3 acres. When I walked around out there as we listed this place, you could have the shop, you could have the motorcycle track, and you could still have a nice yard.
Build a rodeo ground.
I love that Lansing motorcycle track. Of course it would have one of those, wouldn't
it? Of course that's what you would have if you had 3 acres. So anyway, those are just some of the options with this property.
Amusement park.
Amazing property. Pick number three is a great new listing, and horse owners, pay attention, because this is a fabulous property. And actually, I'm going to go through and list what this property has, and you're not going to believe it. You're going to think it's $500,000, and it's not going to be $500,000.
You know, I actually know somebody that's moving here with horses.
Okay.
This is great.
And when we get that,
perfect
it's very
timing.
Difficult to find people, that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the main house, this house is located at 1331 Dogwood, north of Pasco. The main house is 2,600 square feet, four-bedroom, brick home. I say the main house because there's a second home on the property. The second home on the property is a two-bedroom, one-bath. On top of that, there's a six-stall horse barn with irrigated pasture. That's irrigated acreage. And then on top of that, there is another building that is about 50% completed, which could be another man cave or an additional maybe guest house. And then there's a 30-by-80 shop.
Ooh.
So all of this, 5 acres, $330,000. Just put it on the market. You could rent out the other house. I know right now that you could rent the second home. If you chose to, you could rent the second home for at least well over $1,000 a month. So that would already be lowering your payments by $1,000 a month if you wanted to do that. And then you could use that income to do whatever you wanted for the rest of the property.
Motorcycle track.
Or, motorcycle track, thank you very much. Or if you were looking for a place that you wanted to have your in-laws live close by, extended family, if you're looking for a place that you could put two or three families on a property.
That would be really convenient for a lot of people.
This is the property that you could do that with. And so $330,000 acreage north of Pasco, you're just not going to find this much stuff for that price. So I urge anybody looking for that type of property to definitely give us a call. And that, folks, that's the pick three of the week.
Wow.
It has been a phenomenal real estate week.
I'll tell you, on a house like that with about 20% down, your house payment is in the range of about $1,600 to $1,700. That's it.
Correct. And you could be covering that with rental income if you wanted to. So it could be a fabulous project for somebody that had horses, had toys, needed a shop. It's a great, great property. So as always, folks, we're greatly excited about the new year. We've had a huge start to it. You can contact me direct on my cell phone at 727-8977. Scott, where can folks get a hold of you?
You can give me a call, Scott Ridgway at Cobalt Mortgage, 737-6004.
And once again, we'd like to thank Brian Jackson for coming in and helping out with some information from a builder perspective. And we look forward to talking to everybody next week.
Right here on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update on News Talk 870.